Welcome back to the show for caregivers, about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. This is Hope for the Family Caregiver. We're glad you're with us. You want more information, you can go to hopeforthecaregiver.com, and we are so glad you are with us. Hey, John.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, I gotta tell y'all something. Hey, let me just break into the breaking news here.
So we just jumping right into this now?
We're just jumping right away. We are, you know, I've spent a lot of time in a hospital over these these many years of being a caregiver. And so I was at the hospital on one particular occasion, and let me just go ahead and just say dozens of occasions. And I've slept in those chairs beside the hospital beds.
Okay. Okay. The ones that fold out into
In the cots beside the hospital beds.
Okay.
I've asked the hospital to give me a pillow, and they brought me these things. And I think what it is, it's a plastic bag that's stuffed with dirty clothes, wrapped with duct tape, and then a pillowcase over that.
Okay, right on.
That is basically the equivalent of a lot of hospital pillows that I've used over the years.
I'm really interested to see, like, your history of Yelp reviews.
Well, so I was talking about this with Mike Lindell. Do you know who Mike Lindell? For those of you who don't know Mike Lindell, I just met him. I talked to him, and he's the guy that does MyPillow.com.
Right, right. We've heard his ads.
Everybody's seen it.
Yeah.
Well, he sent me some pillows.
Okay.
Darn if they're not nice pillows.
Okay.
They are everything he says they are.
Are these things that you would keep one in the trunk when you go to the hospital?
Yeah, you know, caregivers have to sleep in odd places.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that we have to be miserable when we do it.
Odd places.
Like the sofa, the floor, the cot beside the hospital bed.
The back of a Volkswagen?
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the above.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We might as well have a nice pillow while we're at it.
Absolutely.
You know, and so he sent me one. So I just want to give a shout out. Thank you. And,
hey, no, yeah.
And go check it out and see for yourself. And I was just floored, and I thought, well, that's a very nice gift.
Not floored. Floor with pillow.
John, let me handle the humor. Is that what we're calling it now, humor?
Yeah, I was going to say.
All right, look, we got our...
I can't see the air quotes on the... It's radio, Peter.
Air
it's not television.
Humor. Lasers. But I would like to do our Today's Senior Moment, but we don't have a theme song for that.
We don't have a theme song for Today's Senior Moment.
You know, we ought to think of a theme song. Golden
Years from David Bowie. There you go.
Through the years. We'll do that with Kenny Rogers.
There you go.
Our Today's Senior Moment. I came up with the title myself. There was just crickets there.
Just leaving that one hang.
There was not even any affirmation whatsoever. No. rough crowd. But today's senior moment brought to you by our friends at Morning Point Senior Center and Living Memory Care Center and Senior Living Centers.
We love them to death.
Morning Point, POINTE, morningpoint.com. And last week, we talked about wandering.
Yes.
Okay, not wandering.
Wandering.
Or as I grew up saying, wandering.
Wandering.
I was just wondering what y'all
did. Get your pencil.
No, it's pencil.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wandering.
But how no, many this vowels is, are in that?
This is wandering. And I was talking to our Canadian caregiver correspondent.
Oh, yes.
And Tracy Maxfield, who's going to be in next week. She's going to call in next week.
Okay.
And she was talking about this, and she said that it's really not wandering. They are walking with a purpose. They're going somewhere. Now, maybe going back to 1951.
Yeah, they're not just aimlessly walking.
And so it's really important. And I just thought that was interesting. I just wanted to kind of do an amendment to last week's Today's Senior Moment, that don't look at it as they're just aimlessly walking into the door or the corner or off somewhere. They're actually going somewhere.
Yeah, they're going back to the library or something like that, and they're just not in the directions are still in their head. They're just not in the spot where they started.
Correct.
Directions originally.
And I thought that was rather insightful.
Yeah,
that's a helpful piece. So if you can gauge them in where they are, not where you would necessarily like them to be.
Yeah.
Because they may not be able to join you where you'd like them to be. And that's hard.
It also makes it very difficult if they do wander off and somebody who doesn't know them finds them or sees them. They're walking with a purpose.
Engage them. However you can, the more information you can give to the surrounding community around you, whether it's family, whether it's your neighborhood watch or whatever, let them know that this is where they kind of live. And it's okay. It's not.
And they're a part of an at-risk population, and you should treat them as such.
Exactly. So that was just a little amendment to our today's senior moment. Now, you didn't pull up Through the Years, did you?
I didn't, no. I was busy. Great.
Gracie's watching. Maybe she could sing that for us.
Oh, there you go.
Through the Years. Come on, Gracie, sing it with us. So that is brought to you by our folks over at Morning Point Senior Living and Memory Care Centers, morningpoint.com, and that's point with an E. And also want to give a big shout-out to the folks again in Greenville, South Carolina, 92.9. Now, why is that important? Well, that's my hometown. But my mother's in the hospital down there. I was with her last week, and she's going to have a pretty gnarly surgery this week. And so I got to spend time with Mom and Dad.
Did you have your pillow with you?
I didn't have my pillow with me.
Okay.
But I thought about it.
Okay.
But I did get to interact with my father as two caregiving husbands first time. And it was a very meaningful time that I had with both of them. So anyway, I just want to give a shout out. Dad and Mom, love you. We're praying for you, and it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. And listen, this is Hope for the Caregiver. This is the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. We're on a mission to strengthen you as a caregiver, to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who is not. And we're so glad you're with us. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Next segment, Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The 5 Love Languages. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I have. I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me, but over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies. And with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope.